See you, Bon. Okay, Rishis Ruperg. It's a big pleasure, a big honor to be here. I don't know if Yeshiva did this before my time, but this is the first of my time that we're doing such an event. And it's very special to see the guys in all different places, coming from all different places and being involved in all different things. Great to see you guys. Let me say hello, yeah. The parents who came, I know me and Robert for sure, we really appreciate it. And it means a lot that we have a relationship that they just come, and obviously you're not here like the guys are here, but you come as the family, as the broader family of Mevasera, which is very valuable to us on many levels. It means a lot. It says a lot. So I just want to say a few words, really just to introduce Robert, who needs no introduction at this venue. But when I go to shuls, Bati Midrashim, I happen to notice by accident, not intentionally, but I happen to notice often what's written on the parochas, or if there are doors, what's written on the Aron Kodesh. And I always feel that it says a lot about the kehila, about the community, when you see what's written on the entrance to the Sifrei Torah. So I was in Memphis a few days ago, which is an amazing place. We spoke about how amazing it is. We fight over who goes there. It's a really special community, Memphis. If anybody's looking for an out-of-town place, I really hold Memphis in the highest regard. And in Memphis, I never noticed before, but they have a gorgeous base medrash in the high school, really gorgeous. And on the Aron, it says something I've never seen before in any shul, in any base medrash. It says, Ahava Rabba Avtanu. It seems like it should be written in more places, but it's the first time I've ever seen it. Ahava Rabba Avtanu. He loves us with great love. You know, sometimes you go into a shul and you see generic, nothing's generic, it's not chas v'shalom generic, but more standard or a more stereotypical type of psukim, type of lines. You see Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe, you see something. Yeah, you see these classic type lines, and sometimes when I see that, it's a kehila that lacks personality. It's a kehila that lacks a unique connection to their values. And you go, I walked into Memphis, Ava Rabba Avtanu. So first of all, it goes without saying that a place like Memphis is filled with Ava, filled with love. The community is filled with just it's warm and welcoming. It's a real place of Ava. But you got a glimpse, you saw in a window into their world of Avodas Hashem. It was a world of Ava Rabba. It was a world of great love. And there's a medrash, this week, last week, is a medrash I think about a lot. I didn't come here to speak. I just came here to say hello. But this is really my hello. There's a medrash that says an amazing thing that I struggle to understand, and every year I try a little bit more to understand it. The medrash says that when Dina was taken into the house of Shechem, so when they came to rescue her, when Shimon and Levi came to rescue her, the princess from the castle, the hostage, they walked in, and it's not clear if it was before they killed Shechem, after they killed Shechem, and either way you go, it becomes very complicated. If they killed her captor, if they didn't kill her captor yet, either way it's very complicated how you play out the events. When they walked in to rescue her, she didn't want to budge. She wanted to stay where she was. It's shocking, like the original Stockholm Syndrome. What was going on? And I'm not, chas v'shalom, psychoanalyzing Dina or the Shvatim. But it says in that medrash, great to see you, It's a very old dear friend who I miss a lot. Great to see you. It says in that medrash, I spoke about this medrash when you were in yeshiva, way back when. It says about this, I never understood it, I'm trying still to understand it. It says in this medrash that the expressions or the emotions that Shechem had towards Dina are the same emotions that the Ribbono Shalom has towards us. Shechem said about Dina that he was chafetz to her, he had cheshek. These are the types of ava he had, different expressions of ava he had. And Hashem, in the entirety of his Torah, couldn't find expressions of love that he feels towards Klal Yisrael, towards each one of us, until Shechem. until the emotional relationship that Shechem had towards Dinah, you thought it was some kind of abusive, some type of vicious relationship that he found with Dinah. But there was much more than that. So much so that Dinah didn't want to leave. Dinah wanted to stay. And it's a lot to talk about in that Medrash, a lot to talk about Hashem's relationship with us. But the one thing I want to say is the following. Whatever was going on with Dinah, adakas from adakas, I'm not analyzing, but I'm just saying something we could take to our lives. And I really take it very, very much to heart. A person needs ahava. A person craves love. A person craves belonging. This is what, it's a natural, I feel like as people get older, you know, when you're little, there are certain prime needs that you have. You need food, you need shelter, you need, we'll talk about love. You need protection, you need care. When you get older, it's about your age, you start to think that you don't need anything. You start believing you don't need anything. But the few parents in the room know that as you get older, you start realizing you need everything. You need care, protection, food, shelter, you need everything. You know, we go from needing everything to needing nothing to needing everything. And the truth is that Hashem gives us a little bit of an opportunity to live in a delusional reality where we think we need nothing. We need everything. We need everything. When Yaakov davened that he should have bread and clothing, nobody understands. That's what he davened, bread and clothing? The answer is, yeah. That's all he needed, bread and clothing. That's all he needed. That's all we need. That's all we need. When we go to sleep, we say Shema. I don't know you, but I say Shema like a baby. I say Shema like a baby. I need protection. I need protection like a small child. With nobody to care about him besides the Rabbanu Shalom. We need protection. We need the basic necessities. And one of the basic necessities, basic. I'm talking in, I think they told me in sixth grade that you need food, clothing, shelter. They lied. It's not true. You need food, clothing, shelter. But more than all of those three things, you need love. A person needs love. A person really needs love and belonging. And love, this is why I struggle with the Medrash, is one of the hardest words to define. I struggle really, really, to, even on a simple level, to define what it means, love. It means somebody needs you. It means you have obsessive thoughts about somebody. It means somebody cares about you. Whatever it means, all I know is that the most important start and finish of our religion, the start, the aleph, and the tough, the A and the Z, is V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Whatever that means, it's we're supposed to reciprocate that. And he gives to us and we give to him. So if it means that he's caring and protecting and supporting, it's very hard to give that in reciprocity to the Rabbanu Shalom, who has everything and needs nothing. But there's love. There's something called love. And love is something that we care and we feel a sense of belonging and we feel supported and we feel like we're needed. We feel we have value. And coming here tonight, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's all it is. That's not all. It's not just. It's everything. It's reminding you and reminding us, reminding me for sure, that this is where we started. This is where we're going. These are the people that surround us here are the people that will surround us forever. You'll have times that you won't see each other for years, for months, for years, for decades. But distance in time doesn't create distance in space. And just because time might pass and we don't see each other, or we're not in touch as often as we would like, doesn't create distance in the heart. Distance in the heart, never. There's no separation. I see guys tonight I haven't seen in years. I haven't spoken to in, for sure, months. Some guys even years. But nothing has changed. The Ava Rabba, from me to you, hopefully a little bit, you feel the same way to Yeshiva, feel the same way to what we tried to give you and we continue to try to give you, because our work is never done. Our work, we have no interest that our work should ever be done. Whether you're 18 or 25 or pushing 35, four kids, wherever you are in life, this is what we're here for. And the Ava Rabba Avtanu that came from the Rabbanu Shalom to us comes from us to you and from you, Meretz Hashem, some of you already in that stage, from you to your spouse, to your wife, from you and your wife to your children. And it keeps going, keeps flowing, because that's what Yiddishkeit is. It's V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha and Ava Rabba Avtanu. It's that cycle of Ava that goes from Rabbanu Shalom to us and back again. So it's a big schus to be here. I thank you guys for coming. I really thank the parents a lot for coming. I thank my old friend for coming. We had a couple old friends come. And it's a big schus just to see the faces. A simple hello doesn't go a long way. You feel like it doesn't go a long way. It goes a long way. It goes a long way. For me, I could say it gives me a lot of chizuk. A lot of chizuk just to say hello. It gives me a lot of chizuk just to look a guy in the eye and to say hello. We should continue coming together, continue spending time together. A big schus. I look forward to the rest of the night. Shkayach. Thank you.